Dreamscape presents A Death in the Small Hours by Charles Finch, narrated by James Langton. A Death in the Small Hours. Chapter 1. Charles Lennox sat in the study of his townhouse in Hampden Lane, that small shop-lined street just off Grosvenor Place where he had passed most of his adult life, and sifted through the papers that had accumulated upon his desk, as they would, inevitably, when one became a Member of Parliament. In fact, now they were like a kind of second soul that inhabited the room with him, always longing for attention. There were outraged letters about the beer tax from his constituents in Durham, confidential notes from members of the other party inviting his support of their bills, reports on India, anarchism, and the poor laws, and, oh, any number of things beside. It hadn't been an easy year so far, 1874. As his stature within the House increased, as he progressed from the back benches to the front, aided in part by the knowledge of international affairs he had gained on a trip to Egypt that spring, the amount of work increased commensurately. While he organized his correspondence, Lennox's mind worked over each problem the papers presented in turn, going a little ways on one, then turning back to the start, then going slightly farther, like a farmer ploughing a furrow, setting out to break still newer ground. If he could get Cholsey and Gover of the Tories to agree to vote for the Ireland Bill, then he might just permit Gover and Moore to let it be known that he would stand behind the military bill, in which case...